Also this morning, Larry and is Kirsten here too somewhere? Nope. Okay, she's in Annapolis. So just Larry is here with us. Larry Kinneman and Kirsten have been back from the UK and here in the States for a little over a month and doing some looking at colleges and things like that. And we've asked Larry if he'd just come and share with us a little bit, give us an update so that we can know what's happening over in England with their ministry and their family, so that as we pray, we can pray very specifically. So, Larry, I'll let you come. And
thank you for the opportunity to come and share just a little bit with you. I bring you greetings from the churches there. Bring you greetings from the New Song Church in Bromsgrove. They're growing and going fine, and I'll be preaching there in May. Bring you greetings from the Manor Park Church there in Worcester. They're doing great. They are just growing and going forward with a mission heart. I'll be preaching there in April. And to bring you greetings from The Well. It's a smaller version church that is still trying to get its feet on the ground. And then the recent one that was planted is called Warnden Church there in Worcester. And Ryan and Annie and Neil and Hillary are leading that. And so bring you greetings from those churches. And it's exciting to see what God's doing in that place. Bring you greetings from Deb. She remains in England. She's not into all the travel and getting up in the night to find a strange toilet. Oh, don't tell her I said that. And so she's still there in England. Bring you greetings from Rebecca, who is in Uganda. She's in her last term at Indiana Wesleyan, and she's doing a practicum in Uganda. So she'll be back about the middle of May, and then I'm not sure where she's going or what she's doing. Kirsten is in Indianapolis with Mike. Mike's down there getting ready to enroll at Butler University, and so he's going to work on a graduate degree there. And Kirsten's looking at universities. We're trying to convince her that a university in Indiana would be a great place to come. So we'll see how that plays out. She also, we've traveled some other places, lots of other places. And bring you greetings from my dad. We were with my dad just over this last week. He's perking along. David was out there. If you remember Wild Man David, he's not changed. Kathy and Janet, we were all together in one state before they found out and had some of us move along to another place. So bring you greetings from all those folks. If you get our prayer newsletter, we do that on a monthly basis by email. And if you want to receive that, all you have to do is just write an email to me, LarryKinneman@gmail.com, and I'll add you to that prayer newsletter. It comes from me through, of all things, this server called Chimp Mail. Isn't that appropriate? Chimp Mail is who sends it out for me. But there's no advertisements to you. There's no other contact from other people. There's never any requests for money, any of that kind of thing. If you'd like to be up to date on what's going on. Glow in the City is going great. We've got about 16 to 8 of us that go into the city. The good news is that recently we picked up about 9 who are under the age of 25 who go into the city with us. And that's just fantastic because they're the ones that really relate and identify with the clubbers that we have contact with. We've got one girl named Hannah. At 14, she was into heroin. At 15, she was a drug dealer. At 16, she gave her life to Christ, and she's been drug-free. And she goes out with us. She's 18, and she goes out with us. Man, when she talks to the people on the streets, they listen to what she has to say. There's another fella, Jason, that was a kind of a homeless guy that we were relating to because we were in the corn market, and he was always in the corn market. He was an accessory to murder. And he's in prison, but he's going to come out shortly. And you know what? He's given his life to Christ. He's excited to come out and be immersed into Christ. And we're excited for him and a bit nervous as he comes out of prison, what God's going to do with him. Discovery Bible studies are going great. Last couple of weeks, we've had people on the streets that have confessed Christ. Baptism is how it's a bit trickier when it's on the streets at 3 a.m. in the morning. So we're working on that because we do want to carry through with what we call discipleship. We want not only to see people come to Christ and be baptized, but become a part of the body and identify with the body of Christ and go forward. And that's where the discussion groups come. I'm probably about out of time. Let me just say this to you. You're going to ask how long we're here. We're leaving out on Wednesday, and we go back to England. So we're getting out of here before the March Madness. It's hard to believe. I've been over there. We've been over there 20 years. We left in May of 1993. And so we're coming up on 20 years that we've been there. I don't know where the time has gone. People ask if we're going to come back. And I think eventually we will. I think if Mike gets married and has a baby, we'll be back the next week, is the way that it works. So pray. Pray desperately that, no. But we've been there 20 years. We've got three more churches that are real close, I think, to being started. And somewhere I read that 100 churches creates a movement. So I'm thinking if we can just get up to 10 churches and get going on that, what can God do in that way? I do apologize to those of you. I've come into town. We have not been here in Anderson very long at all. In fact, to verify that, I'll let you know I have not been to Gene's Root Beer. I have not been to Art's Pizza. So you can see, if I've not been there, there's a reason why I haven't been by to see you. I've just not been in Anderson. So bless you, and thank you for your prayers, for your financial support that continues on. And the invitation is open. If you ever want to come to England, come and visit us there. God bless you.